Hi, class. I wanted to talk to you about chapter six, which is all about behavior, one of my favorite topics, and something that I handle on a daily basis as a director of student services, but certainly as a special educator for so many years. Hot topic in special education and special education law. So, Johns talks to you in chapter six about students who exhibit challenging behaviors and students who do so are not always students who are identified as having an emotional disability. Students with really any disability category can exhibit challenging behaviors. And of course, IDEA, being our guiding law of special education, requires the IEP team to consider all of the supports that a student may have in the schoolhouse, certainly positive behavior interventions and supports. Other tier one supports, if we're thinking of a multi-tiered system of supports where tier one is what everyone gets, tier two is what some students get, and tier three being what a few students may end up receiving. So, in thinking about that, the IEP team must consider all of the strategies to address a child's behavior that, is impeding their learning or the learning of others. As a special educator, you will often get called to classrooms regarding student behavior. You may have students in your caseload or on your caseload and that you are servicing, whether that be in a pullout model, a special self-contained kind of classroom, special program, or in an inclusive setting that have behavioral challenges. And really, we're looking at behaviors that interfere with learning specifically. And when we are studying behaviors, we're looking at the ABCs of behavior. When you listen to my recording of an interview with a board-certified behavior analyst, she will talk to you about what we're looking for when we're studying behavior. But essentially, we're looking for what is happening before the behavior, what is ha the behavior that we're interested in, and then what is the result of or the consequence of the behavior. And so oftentimes in the functions of behavior, it could be attention seeking or a communication or learning challenge, an escape or sensory seeking behavior. But essentially, it's about lagging skills. So a student who exhibits a high level of unexpected behavior is typically lagging skills in order to navigate their day and demonstrate pro-social behavior. So under IDEA, any child in this situation, when we have significant behaviors or we're interested in certain behaviors that the child is exhibiting that's impeding learning, we want to consider a functional behavior assessment, which is a thorough eval that looks specifically at the behavior and what is happening. It's a data collection tool, and it also leads to something called a behavior intervention plan. And you'll listen a little bit on the recording about that. With behavior comes the big question in schools, which is what do we do about behavior that is challenging, and how does discipline impact students with disabilities? So, remembering in John's chapter six, suspension isn't the only way to handle students with behavioral challenges. In fact, research in the area of discipline indicates that this actually perpetuates the problem because it removes the child from the setting, but it doesn't necessarily teach the child any skills to change the behavior. So when we're thinking about that tiered system of supports, we're thinking about what can we do in tier one to provide a safe and secure learning environment for all students? What kinds of universal programming and universal supports are we providing in our school to make it a safe and engaging environment, to make it a pro-social behavioral support? And what kinds of things are we doing? So, an example of a positive behavior intervention support or PBIS is thinking about, for example, an elementary example I can give you is positive office referrals. So, I've seen that done where, on Fridays, during the week, teachers have been recommending students as, demonstrating whatever character trait they're working on whole school or positive pro-social behavior. And then the building principal announces the positive office referrals for that week. And believe me, it is a huge thing and a big honor for the students. It was such a successful program, and I've seen it done multiple ways. But that's an example of a full school initiative to assist students in understanding what pro-social behaviors are, being recognized when they're exhibiting that, and getting special recognition for that. And it's part of the culture and climate of the school. So really, that's a tier one support. And then John talks a little bit more about other pieces of that, like what are the fundamental reinforcers for expected pro-social behavior across the day in the school, in the classroom and the school. How do students get recognized for demonstrating good behaviors? And what happens when they are demonstrating unexpected behavior or inappropriate behavior? Tier two is about that small group that perhaps one of your related service providers is taking to help teach explicitly the kinds of skills that we're hoping for as we're, you know, teaching learners of all ability levels and disabilities. We need to explicitly teach them what we expect to see. And in different programming, we use something called Teach Town for social skills. We have other kinds of supports for regulating emotions, different types of programming that is very highly visual so that students know, for example, like the zones of regulation. If they're operating in the red zone, they're very angry, what kinds of things they can do, or teaching students different different conflict resolution skills, you know, thinking about how big is my problem and talking about, you know, different opportunities to solve that problem. And then tier three are, you know, that really specialized instruction, perhaps individualized, which may take part of the special educator's day, or perhaps a school counselor or a school psychologist, a school social worker working specifically one-on-one with that child. So we know that classroom and school climate is incredibly important. We know from our work in this class that we must address bullying and behavior that is not pro-social in the school. And Johns discusses the U.S. Department of Education and the fact that this is an ongoing trend, bullying in public schools, and we must address that. We must directly teach social skills. We need to reinforce positive pro-social behavior. We need to report instances of bullying or harassment, and we talked a little bit about that in the previous module. We need to supervise all areas, right? Knowing that supervision is incredibly important, and teaching students that we want to be treated, we want to treat others the way we want to be treated. We have to be very mindful of that. Students need specific teaching to learn those skills. And we need to have some type of system in place to investigate reports of bullying or harassment. And we can help mitigate these challenges in schools by training in de-escalation curriculum. In my district now, we teach safety care curriculum, which is a full de-escalation curriculum. And it's mostly about teaching students to navigate those feelings that they have and to kind of help them down the ladder of being, you know, at the top of the ladder or stairs, as top of the crisis, all the way down the stairs to recovery. And thinking about how we do that is incredibly important. So, of course, by law, IDEA wants us to be using PBIS. We want the general educator heavily involved in our IEP meetings, talking about what kinds of supports there are in general education for students with disabilities and all students, what support may be necessary for the personnel that's working with our students, what training needs to occur for our faculty and staff. That's incredibly important, because the next part is the punitive part of behavior, which is the discipline, right? And that often gets us into a lot of challenges in the law. But the law is very specific in IDEA about suspension because, in fact, all students, regardless of disability, may be removed if they violate code of conduct, student conduct. So the policy of your district is incredibly important. A student with disability can be removed from their current placement to an appropriate interim alternative educational setting, another setting or suspension for not more than 10 consecutive school days. And we need to think about this as a continuum of support as well, because the law says that suspension that exceeds 10 school days, we continue to provide that student services, even if the behavior is not determined to be a manifestation of the disability. So I'll tell you that this is something that I'm very familiar with in my district. When we have a student who's been suspended for some violation of the student school conduct policies, we need to make sure that we are looking specifically at the nature of their disability. And so we have what's called a manifestation determination meeting. And we consider whether or not, as we, an IEP team that comes together, we work through a specific checklist that asks questions to help guide the discussion. And really two things are of great concern. One is the conduct that was exhibited by the student caused by or was a direct or and substantial relationship to the disability. And if that answer to that is yes, then that behavior is found to be a manifestation of their disability. And in addition to that, another question that we ask is, was the conduct in question a failure in the district to implement the student's IEP? That would be a violation of IDEA. So we have to be very mindful that if we find that the conduct is caused by or is a direct and substantial relationship to the disability or a manifestation of the disability, then that student needs to have a new FBA or functional behavior assessment. If one is already done, we must review that. And we also must update and review a behavior intervention plan regarding that. So there are some things that also occur in addition to this when we are making decisions based on a student that has exhibited what we call the big three in Rhode Island. We consider a student who brings a dangerous weapon to school, a student who has drugs on them, and also a student who has caused significant bodily injury to themselves or others as the big three in Rhode Island. Typically, then, the district can move to an interim 45-day placement and must notice the family appropriately and have a meeting regarding that. So in John's, you will find some more information regarding that. I do encourage you to take a look at that, as well as the physical restraint information from the Rhode Island Department of Education, because that is something also that we have to consider with students with disabilities, unfortunately, but the law is, it's more regulation regarding physical restraint in schools. Of course, every effort is made to make sure that we are using de-escalation techniques. We are never secluding a child, meaning putting them in a room by themselves to be left there without supervision. You know, the regulations are very specific around that, as well as restraint. So I encourage you to also look through that information that's posted on this module. So overall, behavior plays a significant role in our work with students with disabilities, regardless of whether or not they have a diagnosis of an emotional disability. And it is something that we must train all special educators, related service providers, general educators on in terms of de-escalation strategies and pro-social and positive ways to be proactive when it comes to building that emotional security in the school. Remember, we talk about all of the spaces and places that all students go to, but all students, especially in this class, designated to disabilities, and thinking about how welcoming and encouraging and safe our buildings are to help set the stage for great pro-social behavior and teaching and modeling of that behavior. So I'm interested to see what you think of this module and look forward to your continued thoughts in this class.